Parents often try to imbue their children with nuggets of knowledge. If there's one thing I've learned from my mother, it's that you should always look your best. For example, she made sure to do her hair and makeup for the doctor and nurses even after her contraction started. In this episode of American in London, we'll be focusing on pronunciations. This brings us to our first location. If you're reading the screen, you probably think this place is called Southwark, but it's actually pronounced Southwark. This is Tokyo, the capital of Japan. This is its bay. And this is Kenzo Tange's plan for Tokyo, a massive floating metropolis with a spine that doubled as a highway, connecting the world's largest city to the world's largest city built on water. I'm going to show you how to spatchcock a turkey. This technique is also referred to as butterflying. It's a great thing to learn because your turkey will cook in about half the time it normally does, and it will cook more evenly, resulting in a juicier breast and very crispy skin. Look at this prehistoric skeleton. The Tyrannosaurus rex is one of the most ferocious predators to ever walk the earth. The average length from snout to tail was around 40 feet, which is about the same length as a school bus. What often limits our learning is that we believe we already know the answer. We find that judging is critical while observing can be educational. We should be so focused on improving ourselves that we don't have the energy to criticize anyone else.